Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. You and I are going to be hanging out together for the next 30 minutes, and it's such a blessing to be with you. And let me just say, in case you forget, Happy Easter. You know what? It's so easy to fall victim to celebrating Easter for one day, maybe a couple of days, but the church celebrates Easter because it's such an incredible feast for 7 weeks. So happy Easter. Today we're going to be taking a look at the empty tomb. It's all how you look at it. That's the title of the program. For the next few weeks, I thought that's exactly what we would do. Look at various people and how they reacted to the empty tomb when Christ had risen from the dead. You're going to see so many people miss the point. And as we discussed on the show 2 weeks ago, live their lives as if there was no resurrection. I thought it's so important that we look at so many incidents in the Bible where people had no idea that Jesus rose from the dead. What we want to make sure we do every day when we go about our business, when we deal with the problems of our daily lives, and let's face it, we all have problems, to remember that Christ is always with us wherever we go, whatever we do, and he's willing, ready and willing to give us the grace that we need to get through any situation that we encounter. There is always hope. There is no reason to fall victim to hopelessness or despair. That's why I do what I do, because I want to help you to remember that each and every day. Right now, we are going to pray, but before we do that, I want to extend an offer to you. I've been thinking about this over the past few days, and I thought, yeah, I need to do this, because look, we're sitting around, we're talking about the Lord, we're encouraging one another, and yes, you do encourage me. You encourage me with your prayers, through your emails, through your voicemails, however you get in touch with me. When you reach out to me, when I'm speaking around the country, you do encourage me. You help me to keep doing what I'm doing. And I hope I can do the same thing for you. I want you to keep going. I want you to live at peace. And I want you to remember that the Lord wants to be part of your daily lives. The other thing that we always do on this program is I start off with prayer. And the reason I do that is because prayer is an incredible opportunity. Whenever we pray, something happens. We get grace. Things change in our lives. Our mindset changes. We suddenly become filled with hope. Whatever the reason, whatever the result, I should say, there is always a response to our prayer. So I thought it would be good if when I do the opening prayer, I would include some of your intentions. So here's what I'd like you to do. Email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Very simple, gary@followingthetruth.com, or go right to my website, followingthetruth.com. If you forget that, if you can't find the website, just Google my name, Gary Zimak, or Catholic Speaker Gary, and you'll find me eventually. I'm not too hard to find, but go to my website or email me at gary@followingthetruth.com and let me know what we can pray for in your life. I'll use your first name. I don't have to use your name. If you want to remain anonymous, let me know. But I'll start to build those intentions to our prayers your intentions to build in to our prayers, I should say, the prayer I start the show with, your daily, your specific intentions, so that everybody listening to this program, and we're now, in addition to podcast, we're out, this program is being carried on multiple Catholic radio stations around the country. We'll have many, many people praying for your intentions. So send me your intentions at Gary@followingthetruth.com. And we're going to start praying for your needs, all right? And you're going to see things happen in your life. I can assure you of that. So with that in mind, let's pray. Let's kick off the program with prayer. Settle in, relax with me, and let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we would not be alive today if it was not for your love. You love us into existence at the beginning of our lives, and you sustain our lives every day. We're so grateful for that, Father. We're grateful for the fact that our lives are not confined to the number of years that we spend on this earth. Once we are created, we are eternal. And Father, we strive each day to find you. Help us to find you in the daily occurrences, sometimes the things that annoy us, sometimes the people that challenge us. We know these are all signs of your love somehow. Everything that happens to us, Father, can somehow help us to draw closer to you and to reach our ultimate goal of living with you forever in heaven. Help us to remember that, Father. Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to be born into our world, to take on human form, to live among us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be open for each of us. Father, thanks for your grace. Every day you fill us with grace. Grace that helps us to sometimes do the impossible. The things that we just can't think we could ever imagine doing on our own, your grace sustains us. We ask you to continue filling us with your grace every day. Father, we lift up anybody who is listening to this program, all of our needs. We give them to you now. We ask you to handle them for us because we know that you can do a much better job than we can. Thank you, Father. We pray for all of the sick. I ask that they be miraculously cured. But at the same time, Father, I submit to your will and ask for the best healing possible. Sometimes that's not a physical healing. Grant us the grace to be more willing to accept whatever healing you provide. Father, I pray for each of us. I pray that you can use me on this program today, to use me as your instrument so that my words can echo your message and not my own personal message. And for each of us listening to the program, open our minds and our hearts to that we can be receptive to your words and so that we can be willing to put them into action in our lives. We pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that whatever we think, whatever we do, and whatever we say this day and every day, draw others closer to you and give glory to your, and gives greater glory to your name. Father, we ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Man, thanks a lot for praying with me. Now remember, please send your intentions to me at Gary@followingthetruth.com, and we'll put some of those in to the prayers each week as we do this program. Because every week, you may have heard me say this, we are on more and more Catholic radio stations and the podcast is available. So you're going to have a lot of people praying for you. And that's exactly what I want. I really believe that things are going to happen in your lives. And I want to thank you for tuning into this program and for spreading the word about it and for hanging out with me, because this is a lot of fun. I love doing this. This really fires me up. Remember, if you would like to connect with me, you can do that on the internet by going to followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. Check my website out. You can bring me in to speak at your parish or your conference. I would love to do that. If you need to send me an email, you can do it through the website, or you can go directly. You can send me an email directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay. At the start of the show, I mentioned this idea of the empty tomb. It's all how you look at it. It's all how you look at it. Easy for me to say. But for the next few weeks, I thought this would be a good series of reflections because there are so many people who miss the point about the resurrection. And let's face it, we do it every day. Let's be honest. We do it every day in our lives. We get depressed. We get discouraged. We get hopeless. We're bummed out about so many different things. And we forget that every day that we live, every day that we are alive is a reminder of how much the Lord loves us. He doesn't want us to do anything on our own. Of course, he expects us to do something. But let's face it, you and I, we're limited what we can do, how we can respond to any problem in our lives. But a lot of times, as somebody who struggles with anxiety, who has struggled with anxiety throughout my life, I always want to do it all on my own, right? Any other control freaks out there? Come on, let's be honest. Many of us have that tendency. We want to control. We want to just take charge of the situation. And yeah, the Lord expects us, within reason, to use whatever we can do, to use whatever opportunities we have, any abilities we have, I should say, to take charge of the situations in our lives. He wants us to do what we can to fix our problems. But he also wants us to ask for his help. That's where we forget. Lord, please help me to do a better job at the office. Please help me to be a better husband, a better wife. Lord, please help me to not get angry at this person because I know this person who is about to walk into my office is going to drive me crazy. Right? See that asking for help. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Holy Spirit, please guide my thoughts today. Holy Spirit, let me know what the right thing to do in this situation might be. Instead of just rushing in and trying to control the circumstances that we're facing. There is a difference, but he does want us to do something. But it's important for us to never lose sight of the fact that the Lord is with us wherever we go. And he wants us to turn to him. And that's a process. That's not something that happens overnight. It's a process, and it's something that becomes a habit if you continue to do it. So we'll continue to try to do it every time we're together on this program. And that's the purpose of why I do what I do. That's why I speak. That's why I write. I want to help you, to train you to turn to the Lord every day for help. And what you will see is that you'll have greater peace in your life. But again, it's a process and it takes time. So let's take a look at this response, or several responses of individuals to the resurrection. But see, they didn't know it was the resurrection at the time, even though Jesus said that he must suffer, he must die, and he would rise from the dead. Once he died on that cross, people freaked out, and so many people lost their faith. Now, our Blessed Mother didn't lose her faith, and tradition holds that the reason she didn't need to go to the empty tomb was because she knew full well that Jesus wasn't there, that he rose from the dead. And there's also a pious tradition in the Catholic Church that the Lord appeared to his Blessed Mother as soon as he resurrected. And it certainly makes sense. But we often look at the empty tomb and we see it just as an empty tomb. We look at the resurrection as an event that took place 2,000 years ago. Listen, we shouldn't be hopeless if Jesus rose from the dead. Are you kidding me? He rose from the dead. Picture going to a viewing for somebody. And I'm sure you've gone to many viewings over the course of your life, or a funeral, and all of a sudden the casket opens and the person gets out and rises from the dead. Would that not affect you for the rest of your life? You better believe it would. But here's the problem. Sometimes in our faith, we just don't believe strongly enough in what took place 2,000 years ago because we're not working at it, because we're not asking the Lord for help. He rose from the dead. Therefore, when you're looking at your budget and wondering how you're going to pay your bills, when you're looking at the fact that you need a job and you've tried so many times, you keep getting rejected, when you're looking at the fact that you got a pretty scary diagnosis at the doctor, when you have a relationship problem in your life, on and on and on, when you compare those things to rising from the dead, man, that should fill you with a lot of hope, thinking that if the Lord can rise from the dead, if death has no power over him, and let's face it, death is a pretty scary thought for many of us. If death has no power over him, then man, look at what he can do in my life. And that's why I want to talk about this. That's why the church has to celebrate the resurrection for 7 weeks. It's really important. And we don't want to confine Easter to one day, a one and done solemnity. It's much more than that. 7 weeks. That's why I said Happy Easter at the beginning of the program. So anyway, let's take a look at one example, and we'll continue to do this for the next few weeks, from the Bible of a response to the resurrection. We'll look at Matthew's gospel today. This is Matthew chapter 28, the very last chapter of Matthew's gospel. Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 1. And I'll mention this again at the end of the program so you'll have a chance to reread this. We do a lot of Bible reading on this program, and I think it would be good for you to go back and review some of these passages and just meditate. Think a little bit about them and remember where they are, maybe highlight them a little bit so you can go back. When you're having a bad day, you look at things like this and let the Lord speak to you, because this is the Lord speaking directly to you. That's why I believe so strongly in using scripture in my books, in my talks, on my radio programs, because I want the Lord to speak directly to you through his word. So Matthew's gospel, chapter 28, verse 1. This is after Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. But most of the people had no clue what took place, and they were living their lives as if the resurrection didn't exist. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. So this is on the dawn of Sunday. This is on the dawn of Sunday when the Lord had risen from the dead already. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. So here we go. This is it happening right here. This is the resurrection taking place. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women. Now listen, he's speaking to each of us too. And I want you to remember something before I go on. Feelings are not facts. You'll hear me say that a lot. Feelings are not facts. Therefore, if you feel hopeless, if you feel there's no solution to a problem that's in your life right now, just because you feel it doesn't make it a fact. And as we start to look at the events that are unfolding here, the resurrection of Jesus, or if even if you look at some of his miracles, you'll start to believe that, wait, just because I think this is impossible doesn't make it impossible. That's so important. Just because we feel something doesn't make it true. So the angel said to the women and to each of us, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Let me say that again, because you need to hear this today, because like me, you have bad days. And there's a good chance that you're going to have a bad day today, maybe later on, maybe you're having it now, maybe tomorrow, maybe a week from now, and you need to remember this. This is Matthew 28, verse 5. The angel said to the women and to each of us, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. We need to hear that, and we need to believe that. Jesus rose from the dead. He can handle any problem in your life. He might ask you to wait, to hang in there, to endure for a few days, for months, for weeks, for years. Sometimes it's a long time. But go back to verses like this and refresh your memory. Wait, Jesus rose from the dead. Why am I worried? Why am I panicking? He can handle anything in my life. If it's not getting fixed quick enough for me, there must be a reason. He loves me. You see how this works? And the more you do this, the more you start to believe and recognize the fact that the Lord's in charge. You know, sometimes it doesn't seem like he's in charge, but he's always in charge. And the angel continues, come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So the women are at the tomb. They're looking to anoint the body of Jesus. They somehow forgot the fact, or weren't aware of the fact, that he said he would have to rise from the dead. And all of a sudden, all of this is happening. The angel is saying, he's not here. Look at the empty tomb. And you know, that's what I would tell you today. My message to you is, look at the empty tomb. Picture the empty tomb. You're not going to find Jesus there. And so many times, we live our lives looking at the empty tomb as if something bad took place. Yes, something bad took place. The Lord was crucified. He was murdered. He was tortured. He suffered. But there's a bigger picture. That Good Friday, it's not the end of the story. We have a Good Friday. We have a Holy Saturday. We have an Easter Sunday. That Holy Saturday sometimes is challenging for us because that's when we wait. That's hard. Do you like to wait? I'm sure. I'm sure you love to wait. Traffic jams, doctor's offices, the supermarket when you're standing in line. You just love it when there's multiple people in front of you. You pick the longest line, I bet, right? So you can stand. No, we hate it. We hate to wait. It's frustrating. And when you're praying about something you really need today, at least in your mind, and the Lord's not answering as fast as you would like, you're hearing nothing. Well, you're in the empty tomb. You're in the empty tomb. You're looking at the empty tomb. You're waiting. You're watching. But you have to remember the fact that people came to the empty tomb and were sad. We heard stories over the past few weeks on this program about the disciples traveling to Emmaus. We saw the apostles hiding in fear after Jesus was crucified. But yet, they were all downcast, they were all afraid, and Jesus had already risen from the dead. When you look at the empty tomb, think of that. Think of the fact that the Lord rose from the dead. Don't dwell on the fact that he had to be put to death, because there is a bigger picture. We lose sight of that picture every time. We become hopeless. So the women are told, come see the place where he lay. In other words, look, he's not here anymore. Now, a lot of times, we will hear people tell us with a very cynical attitude, and sometimes, you know, we're going to feel the same way. Yep, I figured this. The reason I didn't get this job was because the Lord just wants to stick it to me. He's never going to let things work out for me. That's the devil trying to get in your head. But we all fall victim to that. Don't feel bad about it. It's so easy to fall into that way of thinking. It's called stinking thinking, right? When you go and you start to look at the negative in everything. Yep, I didn't get this job. I'll never get another job. Look, my whole career as a full-time Catholic ministry as a speaker and author came about because I was laid off from my day job where I worked for 30 years as a computer programmer. And it turned out to be the greatest blessing in my life. At the time, was it scary? Absolutely. But just remember, the Lord is in charge. He loves you. And he's going to let things happen in your life. Some of them will be unpleasant. Crucifixion wasn't exactly a pleasant event, was it? It was horrible to imagine the Son of God being murdered on a cross. But that event and the subsequent resurrection led to the gates of heaven being opened for you. You can go to heaven now when you die. That wasn't the case before Jesus suffered on the cross and rose from the dead. Think about that. The crucifixion and the resurrection was necessary for you. It's because, first of all, to make atonement for your sins, each one of us. Jesus had no sins, but he died on the cross for our sins to make that reparation so you and I could one day live forever in heaven. And also, there couldn't have been a resurrection without a crucifixion. We forget that sometimes, because we just want to think of the easy way. This was St. Peter saying to Jesus, oh, you know, when Jesus said that he would have to suffer, and Peter responded in a negative way, no, Lord, not you. There's no way. I will not allow it. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. This happens to all of us. We like the easy way. We don't like suffering. I can't stand to suffer, but it's necessary. because there's a greater good that can come out of it. Okay, so, behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, what I have told you. So the women departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. So they have a mix of emotions here. They have fear as to what took place. They're afraid, but yet at the same time, they're joyful because Jesus rose from the dead. Now, will some of that joy wear off after? And it happens to us so many times. We see miracles in our lives. We see great things occurring. And I'm telling you, we miss so many miracles in our lives because we ignore them. But we'll see that. We'll see a great thing happen in our lives. Then a few days later, a few weeks later, we forget and we're back to being down in the dumps and cynical or whatever it is. That's why we need to pray. We need to meditate on stories like this every day and think back of the great things the Lord has done in your life so that your joy will be consistent, that your joy will continue and it won't wear off. So they're filled with a combination of fear and great joy, and they ran to tell the disciples. And behold, guess what happened then? And behold, in verse 9 of chapter 28 of Matthew's gospel, they departed quickly from the tomb and filled with great joy, ran to tell his disciples. And verse 9 tells us, and behold, Jesus met them and said, Hail. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, I love these words. You're going to hear these repeatedly throughout the Gospels, and they're directed to each of us today. Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. That's the message for each of us today. Jesus meets us in the midst of our fears, in the midst of our daily struggles, in the midst of whatever you're going through right now. And he says to you these words, do not be afraid. Let him meet you every day. Let him reach out to you. Look for him. If you can get to daily mass, go to daily mass. Make sure you pray every day. Make sure you read some scripture. It doesn't have to be for 2 hours a day. Spend 10 to 15 minutes reading the Bible, read the daily mass readings. And if you can get to daily mass, please do so. It's going to change your life. Do not be afraid. That's the message for you today. Don't live your life as if the resurrection never took place. When you look at the empty tomb, look at it as being half full, not empty, not half empty. You know, the old glass half filled with water, some people look at it as being half full, others look at it as half empty. Be the optimist in this case. It's going to change your life. Now, before we go, we're just about out of time. We look today at Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. So take some time, spend a little time reading and meditating on that later. It's going to really give you a lot of hope. Before we go, I want to, first of all, say what a great pleasure it's been to hang out with you for the past 30 minutes. Please, let's connect at my website, followingthetruth.com. If you like the work that I'm doing and would like to help sustain me, help me provide for my family and continue to do what I can do, what I'm doing in full-time ministry, please consider making a donation, either becoming a monthly sponsor or a one-time donor at followingthetruth.com. Don't forget to send your prayer request to Gary@followingthetruth.com. We're going to start praying for you each week on the program. Thank you for listening to the show. And until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you that wherever you go, whatever you do, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We'll see you next time on the Gary Zimak Show.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.